Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, it's 2511.
Uh-huh.
0501.
Uh-huh.
0029.
Uh-huh.
8173.
8173. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Is this Echelon Enterprises or Echelon? Did I pronounce that right?
Echelon Enterprises, yep.
Echelon, okay. Let's see here. And what is your name, sir?
Gene Hodges.
Gene Hodges. G-E-N-E, right?
Yep.
Okay. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
720.
Mm-hmm.
248.
Mm-hmm.
4103. Extension 5.
Extension 5, okay. Let me just confirm some of the information I have just to make sure it's all up to date, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Are we 16701 East Iliff Avenue?
Yeah, it's you pronounce it Iliff.
Iliff, I-L-I-F-F, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. And that's Aurora 80013, right?
Correct.
Do you guys have a website for the business?
Yep.
What's the website?
Treads.com. So TREADS.com.
Okay. And then what's the best email to reach you at, Gene?
G Hodges at treads.com. So that's the letter G, H O D G E S.
Okay. Let's see here. And how long have you guys been in business?
I've owned it since 90, so that would be 26 years, but we've actually been in business for 36 years.
Wow. Did you purchase the business, or was it like family owned, or?
I purchased it, but I was running it for the prior 7 years. I was the manager, so.
Cool.
It's kind of like it's been mine the whole time, but.
I see. So you were with the company, you had an opportunity to kind of buy in, and you took it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, and are you the 100% owner?
The almost.
Majority owner.
But yeah. I think I own like 85 or 90%.
Okay, yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to kind of lead you in the right direction.
Well, I was curious just to see what you guys were offering in the realm of, you know, like a term loan, three years, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the pre-approvals for working capital and equipment financing, are you going to be using it just for general operating cash flow for the business, or are you looking to bring on okay, cool. Is there a special project or something that you have that you'd be using this on, or just kind of general ops?
Some of it would be used for remodeling one of my stores, and which would require some fixtures and stuff like that, so there's a little bit of equipment, but the majority of it would be used for working capital.
Okay. What kind of fixtures?
Retail. We're retail, so it would be, you know, retail fixtures.
Shelving and stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, sorry. I mean, the whole, you know.
A lot of stuff.
Not just shelving, but, you know, display fixtures, so.
Gotcha,
racking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So with this kind of stuff, do you normally do equipment financing on that? Because it'll be a cheaper rate if we can secure the equipment. Like if it's collateralized, you know what I mean? It'll be cheaper interest.
Well, we could look at that. I don't normally
okay.
do a whole lot of, I mean, that would only be a small portion.
Gotcha. Okay. So how much are you looking for? Like say, you know, best case scenario.
I don't know. It would depend on the terms, you know. So 150, but ideally maybe 250 if some of that. Then let's say we use 30,000 or so for remodeling one of the stores.
Okay. How many stores do you have right now?
Three.
Three, very nice. And is the new location in the same city or?
It's not new. It's our older location. It just has been. It needs to be revived.
You have to redo it.
It's been about 12 years since we did this one, so it needs a.
Just need some love.
Needs a refreshing. How's that?
Cool, man. All right, very good. Do you have like a timeline on this? Are you, you know, are you looking to get started on this right away, or are you kind of in the middle of it already?
Actually, right now I just started Inquire, so probably sometime in the next month.
Sometime next month or so. Okay. Have you gone to your bank already? Got any feedback from them?
No,
oh, okay.
That was a call I was going to make as well, but I got your thing in the mail, so I thought I'd see what you had to say.
Cool. Have you gone to your bank before for financing for your business, and did you get any like feedback from them?
It's been a little while. I'm trying to recall.
Do you have like a line of credit with them for your business?
I have a line of credit. It's not through my bank. It's with OnDeck Financing.
Cool. Yeah, I'm familiar with OnDeck. They're one of our partners, actually. Good company. How much is the line of credit for?
It's $450. I think we're at about $20,000-ish drawn on it right now.
Okay. So the limit's 50. You're at around 25. Okay.
20. Well, it's below 25. I think it's closer to 20.
But. Gotcha. Have you done working capital financing with OnDeck before?
I did do a cash advance loan with them.
What kind of terms did you get with them?
I don't recall. Okay. A couple years ago. I know that when I was done with it, it's like, oh, this is too expensive. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, a little pricey.
So that's why I'm looking for something a little different.
Cool, cool. Did it like take a percentage of your sales pretty much, or was it like a fixed payment, or what was it like?
Oh, it was a fixed payment.
Fixed payment, okay. Yeah. Okay. So let me get through these questions here. What did you guys do in gross revenue last year, just roughly?
Last year, as in 2015?
Yeah.
We did $3.3
million. $3.3 million? Okay. Was that up over the year before, or do you guys normally teeter around that amount?
That was up, but we normally are kind of just over $3
million. Over $3 million. Yeah, imagine since you've been around for a while, you're more of a mature company. So it's like, it's not like you're growing, you know, 50% every year or something. You've been around for so long. That's pretty cool. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Personal or business?
Your personal, well, personal and business, actually.
My personal is just over 700.
Okay.
My business, I have no idea what it is because I've never been explained.
Yeah, it works a little bit differently.
I know it works in a different way than the personal. So
yeah, I'll be happy to get you some feedback about your business credit then, just to kind of show you how it works, get you your credit score and stuff like that. Once we get the process going, but your personal credit, you said it's around 500. I'm sorry, 700.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Can you quantify this project? Like, do you estimate that you're going to get more customers, for example? Have you kind of quantified some sort of return on investment that you're going to make on this?
I haven't sat down and tried to quantify it. But in retail, you know, usually after you refresh, if you want to use that word, your store usually helps kind of revive business and get things. Brings a little boost.
Yeah.
How much, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How long is this project going to take? Do you have that figured out already?
As far as the store, doing the store, we would have that done probably by February.
February, okay. And are you going to have to shut down that location while you're doing the renovations and stuff?
Oh, no, because it won't be that big of a deal. It'd be mostly fixturization and...
Fixtures.
You know, maybe some counters, you know.
So, can you tell me a little bit about more about what you do exactly? Is there, like, an industry that you kind of specialize in, or...
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're bicycle retail.
Oh, okay.
So our DBA is Treads Bicycle Outfitters.
I see. Gotcha. Do you have any other companies under that company name or no?
No, under Echelon is entirely Treads.
Cool. Very cool. Okay. Have you inquired for financing with any other lenders? You mentioned you're going to call your bank just to get some feedback. Do you have any approvals right now, or do you have any other inquiries with other lenders?
I don't have any approvals. I have asked people what they're offering.
Cool.
And a couple people, it's cash advance stuff, and so it's like, no, I don't want that. And
yeah, you just want to make sure you get the best deal, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, just to tell you a little bit about us, we've been doing this for 14 years. We got access to a lot of resources. We're pretty good about getting you the best rate out there. We're pretty competitive. We want to earn your business. We want to help you grow too. It's not just like a one-time transaction. We want to be there for you for the life of your business. So, and a lot of our programs too are renewable resources. So if you happen to have other needs, you know, halfway through the term and you need more cash, we can renew it if a need like that comes up. So you said, do you have an idea of what kind of term you're looking for? I think you mentioned like longer term, right?
Yeah, your little letter here says unsecured loans up to 3 years, so I was thinking mm-hmm. 3 years.
Okay, cool. So you have good credit. I think there's a good chance that you'll get approved for the 3 year. But if you don't get, say you get approved for like a 24-month thing, will that work for you too or no?
It would depend on
the cost and stuff.
It would depend on all the details. It would depend on the payback, the interest, you know.
Cool.
Payments. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so my goal, of course, is to get you the best approval out there, best rate out there for you, with the longest term, biggest dollar amount. And then we can kind of work backwards from there. So if we were able to get you more, you don't have to take all of it. You can kind of just take whatever's available for you. So let's see here. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay.
No, just that credit line.
Okay, cool. And then as far as the equipment goes, do you have a vendor that you work with for your pictures and stuff?
Well, there's people we work with where we get the fixtures from. Is that what you mean?
Right. Okay, cool. Do you already have the fixtures picked out?
No,
haven't
even.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, well, then I'll just reach out later. Thank you.
Bye. So I'm gonna submit this for equipment financing and working capital, so that way you kind of know what's available for you. Because like I said, the fixtures will probably get you a cheaper rate, since it'd be equipment financing, it's collateralized. The working capital is a little bit more expensive because it's unsecured. so let me see. So typically, we can get an answer for you within 24 hours. It being Friday, probably wouldn't be able to get it processed till Monday, but I'd have an answer for you by Tuesday. And then from there, if the terms work and you like it, we can have it deposited in your account typically within 24 hours after that. So if everything goes smoothly, we can get you funded by next week if the terms end up working out for you. What we need, and I'm going to email this to you, okay? It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. And then your 2015 tax return. Did you guys already file your 2015 taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So as in business or personal?
Business.
Or both, okay.
Right. Yeah, just business is fine. What did you say the structure of your business is? Is it an S-Corp, a C-Corp, LLC?
S-Corp.
It's S-Corp. Cool, that's the way to go. Yeah, I think S-Corp has the best tax advantage because it has the flow-through. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Yep.
That's why we do it.
Exactly. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info right now. Feel free to get that back to me at your whatever convenience. And then once you get it to me, I'll submit it. We should have an answer for you within 24 hours. Does this sound like stuff that you have like pretty readily available, your tax return, bank statements?
Yeah, I can get it pretty quick. But my question to you is, what kind of, and I know it depends on my approval and stuff, but mm-hmm. what ballpark are we talking about for interest rate and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge to kind of quote you beforehand, just because I'm not too familiar with your industry, and different industries are going to have different risks. And of course, you know, interest rates are a measure of risk. So I can kind of give you some ideas, though. I funded a customer last week for $100K. He only wanted 6 months. So his payback was $105K. So he effectively paid just 5% interest over 6 months. So quoted on APR, it'd be like 10%. So that's just one guy. He's in construction industry. He's kind of a newer business. So, you know, construction's totally different than, you know, somebody in the oil industry, for example. You know what I mean? So it's really a challenge to kind of give you interest rate over the phone, because we work with a really wide variety of customers, you know, people in with good credit, bad credit, booming industries that are doing really bad, that'd be, you know, associated with higher risk. I'd be happy to get some answers for you, though, once we get those the application and the documents and stuff in, and then we'll present them to you. And of course, there's no obligation. If you don't, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then keep in mind, this isn't going to go on your personal credit. It's going to go on your business credit. So it's not going to affect your personal credit negatively at all. Yeah. Okay, so just to make sure, I got G Hodges, so GHODGES @treads.com, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email Treads. With the application info. Sorry, go ahead.
Treads is spelled TREADS.
Just yeah, like I got it. I was like, yeah, it was just on your website. I got it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
I guess not at this point.
Okay.
So send that stuff over to me, and it won't be today. It'll probably be next week when I get it back to you.
Yeah, sounds good, Gene. I'll give you a call probably Monday just to check in, make sure you got the email and everything. So.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Well, nice pleasure chatting with you. Feel free to give me a call anytime, and we'll follow up on Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Have a good weekend, Gene. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.